What's going on, man? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? You know, y'all get a close-up look. You know, this is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, live on a Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir. He's back in the building. What's going on, man? We got the All-Star weekend. I watched the dunk contest last night. Watched a little bit of the events. I'm missing the All-Star game because of this, but it's all good. I'll check the highlights later. I really ain't pressed to watch it. But hey, man, we got another chill weekend, but it's another fit weekend. Dom DeMarco, Marco. And I'm here, so I'm blessed. And I'm fit, so I'm blessed. Yeah, man, so listen, bro, we're going to have a hell of an episode. If you missed the episode on Friday, go check that episode out with the boy Tunji. Shout out to the boy Tunji. Tunji's back. He got on the live, and listen, man, we're going to have some fun today. We're going to have some education, a little bit of motivation, and hey, man, tap in. Hit the like button. You're probably wondering why you need to hit the like button, because this is the best fitness podcast out. The illest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining fitness podcast out. The most haters, the most backlash, all everything, man. The positive and the negative. So listen, I'm going to get in these comments before we get the episode started, and we're going to get to it, man. Stephanie, what's going on with you? Where am I welcome to the show at? I can't find my button. Here it go.
Welcome to the show.
What's going on with you? Machete finally made it to a live on time. You definitely did.
Welcome to the show.
And Machete don't have his picture up there, but I could guess what race he is since he never on time.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Appreciate you joining. Tasha. What? Tasha?
Welcome to the show.
What's good, Tasha? Michael Hawkins. Uh-oh, Mike, don't get kicked out today. Oh, hey, Kelvin O'Mayo. Shout out to my dog, Kelvin. What's good, brother? Dom DeMarco. Marco. What's going on, big dog? George, welcome back to the show. Oh, my bad, wrong button.
Welcome to the show.
Happy to catch you live in a few weeks. Oh, well. Thanks for a Sunday live. Appreciate you, Jenny. Mark Carter, what's up? DMV from NYC. What's going on, Mark? Salute, currently out at dinner. Coach Pope Fitness, appreciate you. Hey, hit that like button, unk. Greetings from NYC. Shy, what's going on? Playback gang, absolutely. I'm chilling today, maybe. Well, I don't know, Mike. You might get thrown out today. I'm just going to give you a heads up. And here on time today, Spidey, what's going on? Hey, listen, man, with all that being said, let's get this episode started. All right, man, listen. Now, we understand. We get all these excuses for why people can't get in shape. We got all these excuses for why people... backs is big. We got all these excuses of why people can't keep themselves together. We hear it all. Depression, all of that. Spider mode, big spider in the building. If you cracked half a dank or full dank on Valentine's Day or side chick day, don't watch the podcast. Don't get kicked out of here this early, bro. Nikki, what up? Michael Hawkins might get arrested today. Absolutely. So like I said, we hear all the excuses for people not being able to get fit. but we don't look at the actions. So let's check out this big back action in the bed. Team Truck, what up? Let's check out this big back action in the bed because it's getting crazy out here. I'm telling you, we putting this big back ish to an end. Let's check it out. Not the bacon on the iron. Yeah, now your partner waking up like, what the?
It's Wednesday. Why do you think that shit is?
You so lazy that you can't go to the kitchen. And you wonder why them arms. She got them big ass Larry the Lobster arms and wonder why she got them.
You're sitting up here cooking bacon in the middle of the bed with the good items.
Big Popeye Johnny Bravo arms.
Girl, what is you doing? Hey, why would you cut off unplug my oven? Listen, please.
First of all, that's disgusting. Lazy. And reprehensible.
You're disgusting.
Yeah, that's wild, bro. And you eating that fatty-ass, greasy-ass pork bacon. And wonder why them arms look like... You wonder why them big-ass sweet potato arms, like you about to cook the whole Thanksgiving dinner. You wondering why you got them. Talking about you scared to lift weights because weights make you bulky. What the hell is going on? Yeah, we're cooked.
Oh, brother. We're cooked. This guy stinks.
She need to get a gym membership ASAP.
Nope.
She need to hire a trainer ASAP.
Nope.
She need to watch the podcast ASAP.
Nope.
Because this right here is ridiculous. What the hell is going on? I ain't never think I see some big back shit like that. This big back of the year, 2025 already.
Big back activity.
And we only in the second month of the year. She big back of the year already.
Big back activity.
What up, Lizzie? My husband would be heated if I was cooking in the bed, let alone with the iron. I'm telling you. Bacon being cooked in the bed is wild.
Big back activity.
It's just another big back activity. That's all it is. I know you fucking lying. I know. I know she didn't just say her oven. She said her oven. Her oven is crazy. That's some old my 600-pound life type shit. It definitely is. All you got to do, the next time somebody tell you they can't lose weight because of genetics.
Nope.
Or that other bullshit, just take a scroll on the internet. And they guarantee, I guarantee, they participated in some of these big back activities we see on this show.
Big back activity.
She cooking bacon and then ironing spider mode 202 gym clothes to remind him of when he working out. Uh-oh.
Marco.
Brown Baldy said,
it gotta eat.
Big back Sappho. Whoa. Big back Sappho was attracting roaches in that bed with her 600-pound life self. Her 600-pound self. She looked like the women that be on social media called men sassy looking for a man to take care of her and her six kids.
It gotta eat.
Oh, she had six kids. That's why she that big. She got six kids. That's why she ain't got time to go to the gym. She got six kids. That's why she got to eat all fast food and unhealthy food. And you don't have six kids, so you don't understand. So she got to drink every day. Big back alcohol, big belly alcohol. So you don't understand because she got six kids and you don't. On Friday when I said I would pay to see you versus Dwight Howard, of course, I meant basketball. You two went crazy over that one. Yeah, that was crazy. There's barbecue in there for the roaches.
It's barbecue in there.
Next time you smell something cooking in the house.
It's barbecue in there.
Somebody cooking barbecue in the iron in the bedroom. Her 600-pound life self. I already corrected it for you. She got six stomachs and chins. Let him cook.
Let him cook.
Is that her sister or her lover? In 2025, it's probably her lover.
No diddy, you know?
Her back pregnant.
My back pregnant.
And her belly pregnant.
My back pregnant.
And them arms pregnant.
My back pregnant.
And that fupa pregnant.
My back pregnant.
Even the rock smells what she's cooking.
Let him cook.
Big facts, man. Hey, big backs got to get it together. This right here is reprehensible. And I'm killing y'all on this podcast. And hit the like button. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. And let's keep this podcast going. Crazy, bruh. Michael Hawkins under their covers waiting for the skit to be over so they can finish a threesome and get their tax money. That's crazy. Yeah, that's enough, guys. Smell like bacon, bacon grease, and chunk funk. Hey, man, make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's keep it going. I'm killing y'all already on the first video, and we got more Big Back Madness.
Big Back Activity.
Now, listen. We got to stop cooking these fools. They're going to keep thinking we're making them fat. I'm not stopping cooking nothing. They need to stop cooking on the iron and cooking in the bed. Listen, so you see that first video. Y'all tell me which one is bigger back activity, the first video or the second video I'm about to show y'all right now. We got some more lazy big back activity. Nobody want to. You too lazy to even bring your food in the house. It's one thing to go to the drive-thru, but you too lazy to bring your food in the house? Let's check it out. Let's check it out. This right here is insane.
Hello, yeah, what's going on? I'm at this burger place. I never ate there before. It's called
What gender is that?
No Diddy, you know.
Cobie, whatever it is, y'all.
It's Cobie. Is that down south? That's a Bayou Brown Baldy down Alabama.
I put the name.
And you see it around the steering wheel. That's a tray. She got a tray specifically for the steering wheel to sit her big back
activity
as food on the tray.
On top of here. Somebody said they like.
She crushing that.
Like wind this bullet.
What's her? Hey, somebody tell me her pronouns so I don't. So I don't misgender her.
Fries.
Oh,
they
man.
Fries are hot.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Crazy hot.
What's that? Chicken tenders? Burger? See, what's that?
This place right here. This is my first time eating there. Let me see.
First time? How you say first?
They burn for giving.
Her, see that? Hold on, watch when she picked that burger up. Or he. Look how big that hand is next to that burger.
Oh, he can't smash it. Oh,
that's ridiculous. Yeah, I think that's a pronoun.
I got a double McBurger.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
But they said the diet don't work the same for black people.
The diet don't work for you the same.
But people fat because of racism.
Racism,
but people fat because of white people.
I'm gonna prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
But people fat because men are turned on by fat women.
Hi, my name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink, like a sexual kink.
I don't know, y'all tell me. All right, that's enough of that. Yeah, we're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
We're cooked. You can't even take the food into the house. You can't even eat in a restaurant. I mean, I'd rather you eat in a restaurant than do that. What up, Jennifer? D-Wee said, Lord, man. Type up. I know what you meant. The skit is gender neutral. Yes. Get my pronouns right. You're fat shaming and misgendering me. Get my pronouns right. Ugh, what the fuck? Exactly. Covers is Midwest, Wisconsin/Minnesota. Okay. So is that like.
It's Wendy's.
Or is that like.
It's Burger King.
Or is it like.
It's barbecue in there.
Or is it like.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
Or is it like.
Lord, had to get from Popeyes.
Thank you, Spidey. He gotta eat.
He gotta eat.
She's a woman. Indy and Dolly. How do you know that? Are we sure? I can't tell. What's up, sucking at games? Ew, I can't stand all of that chewing and smacking. You know what? We can't stand it. We can't stand it either. Oh, brother, that steering wheel tray is something else. That's a very deep voice. It do gotta eat.
It gotta eat.
Oh, looky, a big back drag queen dressed as Big Mama or Auntie Bathsheba that got to eat.
It got to eat.
He, she got to join the Alabama State University Big Backs. Absolutely. And she, not only is she a student, new student for Alabama State, she goes to DTU, Drive-Thru University. Wild ass table manners. I agree, Joe. These motherfuckers swear folks be fat shaming, but they stay embarrassing themselves online. That smacking they doing is nerve wracking.
Nope.
Very, very, very disgusting. That looked like Doc Rivers' uncle with a wig on. It sound like Doc Rivers too. We got to get the ball down the court. Sounding ass. I don't know what that is, but
it gotta eat.
Definitely eating that barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
We got Culver's in Tennessee. Oh Lord, Indian Dolly.
It's Burger King.
Indian Dolly. I'm gonna contact a Tennessee camera drive-through system, and you better not be at Culver's in Tennessee.
It's Wendy's.
It's always the pronouns doing the most online. Yeah, well, that shit's about to change because Uncle T in office. Oops, let me stop before y'all cancel me. I hate his podcast. Go to another podcast.
Nope.
Take your big back ass to another podcast.
Big back activity.
I had to shovel 5 inches of snow myself because my snow guy got sick. Good thing I'm in shape and have good muscle. Ain't gotta rely on anyone. Can't do it obese. Absolutely not.
Nope.
Daniel Shannon, what up? She go to Culver State University. Yeah, I go to CSU. I go to CSU. Neck ass. That's Day Day pops up next Friday. True meaning of it gotta eat.
It gotta eat.
Oh, your pronouns is they, them? Well, it's it now because it gotta eat.
It gotta eat.
Canceling. Culver's in Charlotte also. Oh, okay.
It's Burger King.
Michael Hawkins is on the roll. Absolutely. Hey, man, we killing y'all on the second video. Let's keep this podcast going, man. Hey, man, hit the like button, man. Hit the like button. All right, bro. We got, hold on, let me get, yeah. We got McDonald's crash out. And listen, I always tell y'all, you go to the salad spot, it's nice and quiet. You can order your food, get your food. You ain't got to worry about no ninjas in there. You ain't got to worry about no ignorant people. You ain't got to worry about no homeless people. You ain't got to worry about no people on drugs when you go to the salad spot. But when you go to the ghetto spots, like McDonald's in the hood, this is what happens. Pronouns are they, eat, them. Culver's ain't that bad, but the way it eating makes it look bad. That's hilarious. Let's check out this McDonald's crash out, and I bet you know what race it is.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
If you didn't guess the race, well, you're about to find out. Let's check it out. 1 second. Where's my video? I can't find it. Here it go.
My phone is cold. Give me a refund.
Okay, absolutely. Shit.
Oh. Dude, okay. You got me messed up though. Shut up talking to me. Okay. Where are you? Okay.
Man, okay.
Man, yeah. First of all, you should be giving me everything up here for free.
I understand.
And then he should up here. No damn.
Boy, she big as hell.
Big back activity.
Maybe if she went to the gym, she'd get some stress off her.
Nope.
A garbage can. When they should be up in your face now. Okay, they in a garbage. Where's those burgers at?
Who owns bigger, her or Ronnie Coleman?
Why would I go 32?
She built like a McFlurry. Yeah, listen, you're going to do that to the wrong staff member. I'm telling you, this right here is ridiculous. You crashing out for no reason.
Okay,
absolutely.
Shit. You got me messed up, though. Shut up talking to me.
I'm trying to figure out what happened.
First of all, you should be giving me everything up here for free. And then he should up here.
So from the sound of it, I don't know what the problem is. Sound like she just wants some free Big Back food.
Big Back activity.
I'm not sure what it is. She's not really saying anything.
Big Back activity.
She probably just mad her, she couldn't get her arms through them arm sleeves.
Big Back activity.
She probably mad because she woke up and cracked the sidewalk.
Big Back activity.
She probably mad because she had to park too far away from the McDonald's. Now she out of breath.
Big back activity.
She probably mad because she walked down the steps to her car from her apartment and ran out of breath.
Big back activity.
She probably mad because she dehydrated.
Big back activity.
Oh, brother. It got to be black people, of course.
You know, black people.
No. Just embarrassing ourselves. We got all the excuses. We offended by everything, but ashamed of nothing.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
Oppression. You oppressed, but you ain't doing no plate press. You ain't pressing no plates. You need to go to the gym and press some plates and push your plate away at the table. But you oppressed. When she said everything for free, I think she literally meant everything on the menu. She yes.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
Why would you cuss out people making your food? Right, D-Wees. She's proof that ice cream machine at McDonald's ain't broke. Because she built like a McFlurry. Only fast food restaurants in the hood is where you see this kind of behavior.
Nope.
Unfortunately, I've seen this in real life too. It's embarrassing. She sound like she snore garlic salt and smoke Newport shorts. Absolutely. One more reason to stay away from fast food. She got Ronnie Coleman. She got Ronnie beat, and not in a good way. All that for some burgers, seriously, and some French fries and a McFlurry. They jump people at some hood McDonald's. She got to chill. That's why I said she gonna do that at the wrong McDonald's. She doing that Is she doing that to Becky? Yeah, she doing that to Becky. She do that to Shaniqua at the McDonald's on Pennsylvania Avenue. It's going to be a different story.
Dom DeMarco.
Why the older big black women always got deep voices and big white women got the eyeglasses? You know what, Mike? We need to do a study on that. We need to do a study on that. I think fast food affects black women differently.
The diet don't work for you the same.
The diet don't work for same fat white women and fat black women.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Big black women voice get deeper and big white women can't see no more after the fast food.
The diet don't work for you the same.
You know she gotta eat.
It gotta eat.
She ain't playing about her food. Ronnie Coleman built his arms in the gym. She built her arms at Jim and Nick's.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco, DeMarco.
She gonna have a heartache at yelling at the top of her lungs like that. Facts. She gonna collapse. She better chill. And she know if she collapses, it's gonna be an earthquake. Stop fat shaming. It looks like she's doing that in front of her kid. Great role model too. And it looked like a big back kid.
Big back activity.
Bro, boy, you stupid, bro. She's screaming for food instead of screaming for reps at the gym. That's the only time she screamed when she get mad at the cashier. You better get my fries.
Nope.
You better give me extra chicken nuggets.
Nope.
I ordered a large soda.
Nope.
Head ass. She better chill. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, plus anger equals death. She trying to go home early, and she only 36. You know, big backs be looking old as hell. I wouldn't even want my food no more after all that. You don't know what them folks will do to your food. Oh, yeah, they definitely spitting that food. Mike Hawkins discovering new species of big backs.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
Seriously, how do we expect others to respect us when this is how we act? That's crazy, yo. All facts, man. That's a whole nother topic, but it's the truth, man. Black people got to get it together. And you see why we got the biggest backs in America. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Let's keep this podcast going. Hit the like button. Hit the like button. She only 36, but sound like she's 63.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco, DeMarco.
And weigh 360 pounds. Hold on, it weighed 360 pounds. She don't even take 630 steps in a day. She 360 now, but she used to be 630 pounds. cooking. All right, let's get it. Let's keep it going. Oh man, listen.
No Diddy, you know.
I'm not sure how this guy got his workout in. I'm happy he's at the gym, or depend what the pronouns are.
It gotta eat.
I'm happy this individual's at the gym.
No Diddy, you know.
But how do they run like this? Let's check it out. And she got Chunk Funk on the bonnet. Oh wow, the Chunk Funk bonnet on. That's crazy. I bet that is the most she moved all day. She used all that energy to take a walk or go to the gym. Need a wheelchair at the airport. Head ass. Definitely need a wheelchair at the airport. She takes steps, all right, to the nearest fast food restaurant. Facts. Let's check out this zesty run, man. This zesty exercise, man. Like I said, no Diddy alert.
No Diddy, you know. First of all, Paul.
I got to find
that's
it.
That's a pass.
Hold on. Man. I can't find it. Here it is.
No Diddy, you know.
All right, man. I understand. Listen, like what you like and do what you do. It ain't no reason to run at the gym like this. It ain't no reason to run at the gym like this and announce what you going home to bed to. What's the body goals here? Are we trying to lose weight? Are we trying to build muscle? Are we trying to get in shape, increase cardiovascular, increase VO2 max? What's the goal here? What are we trying to do? This is Planet Fitness, not Planet. Never mind, I can't say that. It's a fitness podcast. But seriously though, like I said, I'm happy this individual's in the gym. I don't want to assume the pronouns. Maybe I will assume the pronouns. Maybe pronouns is zesty. Pronouns is hey now. Pronouns is oh my God. Hey, yo. Nah, this right here is crazy. Hey, y'all let me know if I need to. Y'all let me know if I need to respond to this on Instagram and TikTok. This is crazy. Hey, listen. The gym I go to got a lot of gay dudes in there, and none of them run like this. They don't walk like that or lift like that. Listen, we at the gym to get to work out to get better. You ain't gotta let the whole gym know what you rocking with when you leave the gym. That ain't none of our business. Pronouns is limp wrist. Pronouns is no Diddy.
No Diddy, you know.
Pronouns is first of all pause.
First of all pause.
Yo, that's passive. That's passive pause, man.
Pronouns is never mind. I can't press that button. They're gonna shut my stream down if I press that button. Should I press the button? Oh well, pronouns is
baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
Let's get in these comments, man. Yeah. Hey, Daniel Shannon cracking ATL Fitness.
Let him cook.
No Daddy or not playing sports will have you running like this. Man, I'm telling you.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
That boy ain't picked up a ball in his life. The only ball he picked up was
no Diddy, you know.
The broken hand, though. Yeah, I told you his pronouns is limp wrist. At least they not holding on the handles like that one trainer.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco, DeMarco.
Yeah, that one trainer holding on the handles because he run like this.
Dom DeMarco,
Spider-Mo know who I'm talking about. Shaking my damn head. This got to be a skit. What? Why the hell is? What is he wearing? I'm not sure. They practicing running to the baby oil aisle.
No Diddy, you know.
My three-year-old has better running form than this. I believe it. Is it safe to run like that without running off the treadmill? Nope.
Nope.
I saw this and had zoomed in on his speed, he was actually running at a 10.0 in a sweater. That's actually fire. What's up, mom? That's my mom, y'all. He run into the Fresh and Fit podcast. Hey, yo. Hey, Tune would have loved that joke. I wish Tune was here. Tune would have definitely loved that joke and appreciated it. Not the wrist, bro. That wrist tired as hell. Tired as a mug. You running like a Zest Fest and got on Golden Girl sweater and Sinbad pants. And guess what? Guess what? Guess he went to go lift weights after this. Guess what exercise he did? He did a Zest Press. He did a Zest Press. He talking about some one, two. I need heavier weight. They got low tea because they drinking too much sweet tea, acting all zesty bars. Only at Planet Fitness, zesty Sunday workout. Hey, yo. Michael Hawkins, they got them Beetlejuice pants on. Pronoun is don't be mad, Twan. Hey, yo. He and Glizzy Gang.
No Diddy, you know.
Pronouns is Miss Thang. What the hell am I looking at? JJ did it better on Good Times. Hey, yeah. He went to Half Smoke University.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
Half Smoke University is crazy, bro. He went to ZTU, Zesty University. Deathstroke workout plan, Zesty as workout. Yeah, you're good. Yeah, that. Yep. Doug Palmer, first arrest of the day. Yep. I didn't say it. Doug Palmer said it.
Strike three, you're out.
I didn't say it. Doug Palmer said it. Baby Oil is straight savage. BOU, Baby Oil University. Did he do a Zest Dip too? Yeah, he did. Not a Zest Press. I'm in tears. That's a bar. So basically, Mike, you basically saying I need to react to this and use that bar on social media. Say less. I got you this week. The real HSU. He didn't do T-Bar Rose. He did T-Back Rose.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
I don't know if I'm going to say that one. They might get me up out of there. I don't know if I'm going to say that one. They might get me up out of there.
Strike three, you're out.
I might lose monetization. At Planet Fitness, they let men use women restrooms. They do, actually. What's crazy is I heard a woman come in the gym the other day, and she was getting her membership at Goals because she said she was at Planet Fitness, and that's one of the reasons she left, because they let men in the bathrooms. Crazy. Reaction forthcoming, please and thank you. Absolutely. He running to treadmill rail influencer mode with a Home Alone sweater. Y'all know he watching this joint like, see, this is why I don't fuck with C. Marty Fit, man. I don't like C. Marty Fit. He corny, man. He corny. I'm going to make a post about him. He made a post the other day throwing shade. I'm just not giving it attention. But I peep everything. But when you the source, hold up. When you the source, when you got the best fitness podcast out, when you always tell the truth and you know you got to go, you can't react to everything. Not cool, man. That's not safe for women at all. Don't even get me started, because this podcast is going to turn into a whole nother topic. But I'm with you there, sucking at games. Yeah. Anyway, hey, man, we got your favorite girl. Shout out Dank DeMoss. Big Dank.
Dom DeMarco.
Hey, Big Dank says she could fit in the car. So she came out with a video that's showing that she can fit in the car, and she's going to use this in court. Just to refresh our memory, this is the girl that sued the company Lyft for denying her a ride, the rideshare company, for being 500 pounds, and she was too big to fit in the car, and got the driver fired from his job. This is one of her responses.
Ride is ready.
Uh-oh, she getting in the car.
See me last time, I went to cop me at Durango, thanks to Al.
Okay. I am not a doctor. Oh, yeah, she in there. Shout out to her.
Dom DeMarco.
Hey, she fit in the car, y'all. She in the car.
That's not safe. I don't see
She in the car, man. It looked like she got in there. Now, the car might be leaning to one side, but they ain't show that. But she showed y'all she got in there. Now, hold up. They need to roll that window down. Because I know that belly.
Belly, belly?
Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. They need to roll that window down because I know that belly is on the steering wheel.
Belly, belly?
And right here, Daniel. I know that seatbelt ain't over top of that belly.
Belly, belly?
So she can do what she want. But this is not good enough evidence.
Belly, belly?
In my opinion. With C. Marty Fit Law degree.
Belly, belly?
From CMFU, C. Marty Fit University.
Belly, belly?
That belly ain't fitting over that seatbelt. And you, I know the belly's on the steering wheel.
Belly, belly?
Tag, I'm going to tag you. I'm going to send a post to you, Spider-Mo. She in an SUV, not the car. She need to get in that car. Nah, that motherfucker was gangster leaning. We know it was. Thought we was done with this chick. She fit in the SUV. That's the ride she should have ordered versus trying to get in Sudan. Exactly. That ain't the car from Lyft. She taller sitting down than standing up. It definitely ain't the car from Lyft. Hey, I'm just updating y'all. I thought I was done with the chick too, but it's a new update every day. Range Rover barely got the range. Yeah, I thought it was done, but I see stuff with her every day. That's an SUV, not a car. But quarter ton dank still needs a love seat doing Breakfast Club interviews. Exactly. Left tires was smoking. They was driving on the rim of the car. You know what I'm saying? And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know you got to go. And you know I'm killing y'all on this podcast. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's keep this podcast. All right. You guys are going to love this. You guys are going to love this. All right. There's this new trend of she need to sit in the middle to balance out the weight distribution. Hey, yo. Tell you what, Marty, she good content. Great content. Definitely got me some followers. She the reason for Run Flat Tires. Exactly. All right, we got this trend here. Basically, women are saying, POV, what my man sees when he walks behind me.
Big back activity.
Nasty Ninja's going to love this segment, okay? Some of y'all going to be grossed out. The ladies probably going to be grossed out. Nasty Ninja's going to love it. Nasty Ninja's Spider-Mo. Michael Hawkins, y'all gonna love this segment, all right? And girls are doing it as a flex. And you know the comments is just full of thirsty ninjas. That's simping on them. Let's check it out. POV, what my man sees when I walk away.
It gotta eat.
Listen, ladies. Ladies. Ladies.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Y'all got to cut this shit out. This ain't nothing but walking high blood pressure and walking high cholesterol.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
This ain't nothing but.
You go fry some chicken, you.
Back. Fried chicken back. Ladies, this is not a flex. I mean, this is ridiculous. We've gotten to the point where we literally glorify this shit. People show more love to this. Respucia built ass, then they show love to a fit girl who put in some work, lean, looking bomb, got some nice muscle on her. They're going to show more love to this, talking about, well, yeah, she, you know, she's so confident. That's a black queen, the plus size queen. How you know she don't have a health condition? That's why she big. Listen.
Big back activity.
That big ass back ain't from nothing but big back habits.
Big back activity.
We got to cut this shit out. This is embarrassing. This is awful. Big back bombisha activity. Absolutely. HVAC man 23. What's going on, brother? Welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Spider-Mo, get ready. It's definitely for Spider-Mo. Spider-Mo, your cow is loose. Yeah, that's crazy. He sees a bag of potatoes. Wow. Hey, yo, Mike, what is that, a cow emoji? Bro, Mike, you're wild. He thinking about the moves he making when tax season over and he could dip. Wow. Bag of nickels Bag of nickels, bag of laundry. Facts. Three-layer cake right there. Calf thigh ass combo.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
Three-layer cake right there. Back rolls arm combo.
Dom DeMarco.
Who let the hosting out this evening? Wow. I'm jealous. I do need some yams. Hey, yo. Michelin man build. Definitely Michelin man build. Chick-fil-A cow on a Friday night. What does he see from the front or side profile? I got you.
Belly, deli?
That's exactly what he sees. And you know what else he says to her?
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
That's what he says to her. And then when somebody goes in her comments and tells her that she a big back, guess what he say to her?
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you
something. We don't care.
The real problem is how little she walks. Well, yeah, she doesn't walk, and she take baby steps, so she ain't getting real far. All he sees is his choices got to be better. Is that what he sees? Is that what he sees, for real? Stop faking like y'all ain't cracked a few chocolate hippos back in the day.
Let him cook.
Talk your shit, Spider-Mo. That looks like the hippo with pants on. Oh, man. I call that going to the morgue strut, because that's where she's going to end up early if she doesn't start taking care of herself. Yep.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. Yep. You can tell who's going to have Big Mama arms early.
I don't want my yams that big, though. I hope not. Me behind her, move, babe. Baby elephant back ass. She going to unwrap from them leggings like a pop can of biscuits. And
let him cook.
And ninjas don't think about that. Ninjas don't think about that. We know what you meant, Nikki. Nikki, we know what you meant.
I'm not gonna say what race, what you meant. What people
thighs rubbing together, knees knocking, heels begging for mercy. I'm telling you. But I got him in my DMs head ass. Marty and her DMs like, I got today's pizza so I can crack tonight. And you know I gotta go. Yeah, buddy. You're out of here, buddy. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
I'd rather use lotion on Friday night to crack. Hey, Mark Rose, you got to chill. Is that where the elephant wall came from? Yes, I believe so. All right, we're not done with this. We got another one from a different girl. This one is worse. I think this one is worse. I mean, this shit is crazy. Let's check it out.
My way to get on his nerves, cause I wasn't supposed to be out, but now I'm drunk emoji. On my way to get on his nerves, cause I wasn't supposed to be out, but now I'm drunk emoji.
What the hell kind of ass shape is that?
On my way to get on his nerves, cause I wasn't supposed to be out, but now I'm drunk emoji.
You getting on his nerves cause your ass shaped like a box. This is crazy, bro.
On my way to get on his nerves, cause I wasn't supposed to be out, but now.
Yeah, ladies, that's this the fact that women are doing shit like this and getting online, and the fact that it's acceptable means we are too far gone.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
At this point, there's no returning. There's no returning. The fact that you think that cottage cheese is okay. That chocolate cottage cheese is okay. We're done.
Nope.
We're cooked. We are cooked.
What?
All of that cellulite and cottage cheese, clear sign of bad habits. Clear sign of a poor lifestyle.
Nope.
It's getting crazy out here, man. It's getting wild. Ladies, that shit ain't cool. I don't care how many ninjas is in your DM.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I don't care how many of your girlfriends is hyping you up. I don't care how many of your.
No diddy, you know.
Friends is hyping you up. That shit ain't cute. And people be in my comments about, well, we're going to die anyway. Keep it up. That's the quality of life you want to live, and that's the frequency you want to live at. I ain't going to get biblical today, but keep it up. Do your thing. And I'm killing y'all on this podcast. Go ahead. Do your thing. Where was that in these comments? Ill Krusty. Spider-Man wanted to get arrested so he can lead a podcast, The Cracker. Hey, yo, y'all crazy. She has the potential to have a great figure. She needs to start taking care of herself. Yep. And her man approving of this, shame on you. He just happy to have some buns at the crib. Embarrassing as fuck. Yep. And you know I got to go. She's shaped like a damaged box from Amazon. She looked like her fart has a base to it. Yeah, that's crazy. Mark Rose. That's what we're not doing today. We're not doing that today.
Strike three, you're out.
Chocolate cottage cheese on popsicle sticks at that. Oh my God. Yeah, her legs are awful. And people think this is black culture. What in the hell did MLK and Malcolm fought for? If this is the result, it's just crazy, man. But you just don't, you just can't handle a black woman. If you can't handle a little bit of thickness, you'll go get you a Becky. That's what they say. Just know that look always has a smell. I wouldn't know. I ain't never in my life. Dr. Iverson Maul, BBL. People will do anything. People will do and put anything online to get attention. Wicked Scorpion, what up?
Welcome to the show.
Hey, let's keep this podcast going. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. You know, like I said earlier, people make excuses for why they fat.
The diet don't work for you the same.
This guy's going to show us how exactly he got fat. Let's check it out.
To the journey of how I got fat. So I would go to Panda Express and I would get the bigger plate, which comes with three entrees. I would get orange chicken, and you guessed it, orange chicken. I would go with the fried rice and a large Sprite. That shit huge. Let's see what I was putting inside my body. That means I was consuming 2,481 calories.
2,481 calories in one sitting. And people got the nerve, well, you know, I don't really eat bad. He telling the trainer, I don't really eat bad.
Nope.
And it's not just him. A lot of people do this when they hit a fast food restaurant. Eating all them calories in one sitting.
374 carbs, 193 grams of sugar, and 3,549 milligrams of sodium. Keep in mind, this is in one sitting. Within 20 to 30 minutes, all of this food was consumed. I get a lot of hate for these videos, believe it or not.
2,000 calories in 20 minutes.
People tell me, oh, you just got to have better self-control. People tell me it's because I'm black. That's why I eat like this. People tell
What?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
You heard that shit? Hold up. What did he just say?
People tell me it's because I'm black. That's why I eat like this.
What does that mean? What is that supposed to mean?
People tell me it's because I'm just doing it for the videos. I didn't really ever eat like this. It's like the only reason I post these videos is because number one, I know for a fact that other people eat like this, but I also know for a fact that it's embarrassing to talk about because it was for me for the longest time. My goal is to make it.
Yeah, it is embarrassing to talk about. That's why people just lie about it.
Nope.
More mainstream for us to talk about the things that we struggle with so that we can gain power over it. When we hide things and we're not honest with ourselves about what we're struggling with or what we're dealing with, it doesn't make us stronger. It makes us weaker. When we try to hide and try to ignore the real issues that we are facing internally in our life, it makes them bigger and bigger and bigger. You can't compartmentalize forever. It's all going to come to light. I want to encourage people to call it out. Call it what it is. If you eat bad.
Call it out. Call it what it is. People hate being honest, and that's why they don't like this podcast. And they don't like my content.
And you know it. Call it what it is so you can gain power over it. So that you can make a different choice, because the choice is ours to make. It's our life, and we get to choose what we do with it. I'll catch you guys on the next one.
Yep. The choice is ours. You got a big ass back because you made big ass back ass choices. Simple as that. And I guarantee anybody making these excuses, I guarantee we go back and look at what they ate. They consuming way more calories than they think they consuming. Always happens. Always happens. I mean, I really pay attention to serving sizes and what I'm consuming and what I'm eating. And I know people eating way more than that. I know they are. And it's different for me if I want to eat extra, and maybe some of y'all on this podcast too. It's different for us if we want to eat extra healthy stuff, right? Want to eat, get you some extra chicken, a little bit of extra carbs, a little bit of extra vegetables. I do that. But you getting extra at Panda Express? You're tripping. You're big tripping. Where we at? Where we at in these comments? Where is the pride? There's no pride anymore. Zero. I just got that chocolate cottage cheese joke. Hey, Jenny, you're going to have to keep up with us. Jenny, if you're going to be here, you got to keep up with the jokes.
Nope.
As you hear longer, you'll start to pick up on the jokes more. You'll start to pick up on the jokes more. Because I think, never mind, let me chill. I was about to say somebody else's name that took them a while to get some jokes, but I ain't going to single out nobody today. Unless that person was here today, but they not here. So I'm going to leave them alone, all right? Looks like you still consuming it. He does still look a little big back.
Big back activity.
2,481 calories. That's more than what I eat in a day, bro. Wild as shit. At least he's taking accountability for his actions. I guess being black is a prerequisite for being unhealthy. Don't make sense, really. It makes zero sense, man. It makes zero sense. That's an embarrassment to our community. Because you black is crazy.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Step one, acceptance. Absolutely. Reminds me of big back people I see eating fried and fast food on the bus. I hate the smell of hot sauce, fish grease, and body odor on a hot summer day. I can't imagine that smell. Only if their bank account matched their calorie intake. You can't have a Panda Express back and a bullfrog face. All right, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
Yeah, you're gone. You're gone. My skin crawled with the amount of sodium he called out. That was crazy, too. 2,481 calories would be like maintenance calories for me. Yeah, but it's different, though. You going in the gym and burning calories, lifting weights, and you increasing your metabolism. It's different. You eating that for one meal, which you probably ate three meals like that during the day, and you just sitting on your ass all day. So it's different. Hey, man, let's keep this podcast going. I'm killing y'all. Fellas, don't be thirsty in the gym. If you see a girl exercising, don't interrupt her exercise to be thirsty. Don't be like Spider-Man out here, thirsty. Let's check it out. Don't be like Spider-Man and Michael Hawkins out here, thirsty as a mug. Where's my video? I can't find it. Oh, here it is. Okay. Excuse me.
Whoa.
Uh-oh. Okay. Uh-oh. And she got the tripod out and you still doing it?
Obviously legs. Can I help you? No, thank you. No, thank you.
Dang, he ain't taking no for an answer.
I'm seriously good. I have a partner.
What's going on?
A workout partner, thank you. You got an issue?
I'm just trying to talk to you.
She don't want to talk to you.
Now she got to come over there like the big bad wolf. Now she going to go on Twitter and talk bad about ninjas because you going to be thirsty over there. Now they going to talk bad about gym ninjas and personal trainers because you going to be thirsty over there.
Thank you. Bye. Have a great workout. You good?
Yeah.
I'm going to finish my shit over here. All right. Thanks, sis.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Fellas, what's the point of that, man? And you on camera, too? Fellas, I don't even know what to tell y'all, man. No, nobody want to listen. They just going to get mad at me. This seems staged as fuck. Come on now. LMAO. But it's imitating life. It is. And I thought it was staged, too. But at the same time, I've actually seen dudes. I seen a dude try to give a girl a hug when she had 315. She was, no bullshit. She had 315 on her back. About to do a squat. Dude try to give her a hug. That's the only reason I thought. I was like, maybe this shit is real. This is almost a Joey Swole moment. Almost, that is. Almost. Very close. I seen this one, bro. Take a hint. That's harassment. It is. All in all, they ass is about to whip his ass. There are dudes who act goofy and awkward in the gym. Absolutely. It's staged, but it do be happening from my experience. That should really be happening. Somebody got to speak on it. And last video today, fellas, like, I understand when you lifting weights. After I hear no, I move like I teleported. That's how it should be. Goes to show he was in the gym for the wrong reason. It does look staged. Nancy Brown, what up? She's wearing booty shorts at the gym. Yeah, but that still ain't a reason to interrupt somebody in a set because they got on booty shorts. So as she turned around and I realized that was Jimmy Butler, I would have kept it moving. What the fuck? This guy's crazy. Anyway, guy at the front desk vibes. For sure. Oh, my God. Jimmy Butler. I ain't going to lie. I would have gave up when I saw her face. Dom DeMarco. Hey, Jimmy Butler is crazy. Is she like Andrew Wiggins? She like Draymond Green? She like a small forward? Them the same ninjas that mess. That mess. Don't be in the gym themselves, man. I would have been like, I thought you were someone else I knew, but I was mistaken and just walk away. She looked like me. She looked like Giannis. Willie D face. Y'all ninjas is crazy, bro. Y'all ninjas is crazy, bro. That was crazy, bro. You wrong. Absolutely. This got to be a skit. When she is ugly, she was like, let me get a body to fool them. Y'all terrible, bro. Hit the like button. Absolutely. Oh, man. All right. Hey, last video today, fellas. Don't be in the gym yelling and screaming unnecessarily. It's okay to grunt, you know, make a little noise in the gym. Don't be like this guy. Well, that the guy in the background that the girl is complaining about.
Why do men ruin everything? Like,
listen to him.
Peaceful Saturday. He's over here screaming his lyrics like ain't no need to do that. Come on now.
Come on, man. Oh no, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. Unnecessary. Spider-Mo, chill.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
I'm not gonna hold you, bro. When I hear ninjas doing that in the gym, bro, I'll be ready to spaz out. Please don't be that guy. Please don't be that girl, too. Some girls be doing extra shit. The girls not necessarily with the yelling. Some do, but it be the girls with the dancing. Just, are you dancing unnecessarily? Like, I can't hear that music. Like, I be doing too much at the gym, man. It's getting crazy. She has the face where you like,
nope.
Y'all crazy talking about that last girl. Nancy Brown laughing. No Diddy, don't make noises at the gym.
No Diddy, you know.
The dialogue sounds like it belongs in another type of video. Never mind, it's a fitness podcast.
No Diddy, you know.
That's literally what it sounds like. It's a guy that does that goes to. See Marty Fit, you know who I'm talking about. Mike, who you talking about? Mike, drop a hint in the comments and see if I can figure it out. What's with these butter faces that are filming at the gym? Hey, yo. I hate that so much because it don't take all of that. It really don't. He sounded like one of those big girls riding him. What? Hey, what? Mark Rose, what? You're out of here, buddy.
Break three, you're out.
She could actually use her headphones. Case solved. That's true. Did she have headphones on? Hold on, let me see. Did she have headphones on?
Why do men ruin everything?
Well, she had headphones on, so sometimes you can hear the shit through the headphones, depending what brand headphones you got. So in her defense, yeah, I mean, I get it. Because I can't stand when I hear people through my headphones, especially when I got the Beats on. What's with the eyelashes? She ruined her looks. Mark Carter?
Strike three, you're out.
That's mean. Seriously, these dudes need to take no for an answer. Keep it moving. Man, sound like Lex Steele with the money shot. That's insane, Spidey. That's insane. Is this a porno set or what? The hell is wrong with this idiot? Talk about uncomfortable, bro. I work out at home. Okay, Nancy. But both of them got strong-ass faces. Sound like he's finishing a set at Brazzers. All right, guys. Y'all are tripping tonight. In the back yelling like Wesley. Yo, what's... Hey, y'all ninjas are tripping, bro. What is wrong with y'all? Always by the Smith Machine. I don't know, Mike. You're going to have to remind me in the morning. You're going to have to remind me, bro. Or the squat rack next to the Smith Machine. Okay, you're going to have to remind me. You're going to have to remind me because I'm thinking of multiple people. Yes, he said Lex Steel. He keep talking like Wesley P. Oh, yeah, y'all are wild. Mass pause. That's crazy. Yeah, y'all are wilding.
No Diddy, you know? First of all, pause.
Y'all wild.
That's passive.
That's insane. That's insane. You boys are being harsh. She was fit and pretty. Oh, Jenny, that was so nice of you. Jenny, I'm going to be honest. I think they're reaching. I think they're being mean as well, Jenny. I think they're being mean. I just Googled Lex Steele. Thanks. Didn't know who that was. Nikki, you're out of here too. Nikki, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Hey, man, another fire episode on the Less Munches, More Crunches podcast. Man, y'all funny as hell. Y'all are crazy. Y'all are wild, man. Hey, go ahead. Follow my social media. Right there at the bottom, going across the screen, See Marty Fit on Instagram, See Marty Fit on TikTok, See Marty Fit on X, and listen, be on the lookout for some great posts this week. Be on the lookout for some short segments. I'm back to posting short segments and YouTube shorts every day, so be on the lookout for that. And listen, man, hit the like button when you see those, and I'll be live again on Wednesday at 9 o'clock Eastern on Wednesday. We right back to the grind. Jenny, stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
I ain't get arrested. Did you not get arrested, Mike? I guess not. Damn. Hit the damn like button. Absolutely, man. So look, you know what it is, man. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve physically, mentally, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. Nikki, yes, that was your first arrest. Hey, what else? If you want to do if you want to be chocolate cottage cheese, don't watch the podcast. If you want to iron your food in the bed, don't watch the podcast. If you want to have a tray on your steering wheel, don't watch the podcast. If you look like young Madea eating fast food in your ride, don't watch the podcast. And if your back has a back, don't watch the podcast.
Your back has a back?
Hey, man, Wednesday, 9 o'clock Eastern. Appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Share the podcast with a friend. Subscribe to See Marty Fit on YouTube. Another fire episode. Catch y'all Wednesday. If you do Zest Press, don't watch the podcast. Catch y'all Wednesday. We out of here. If you're not trying to get arrested like I did, don't watch the podcast. See y'all Wednesday, man.
If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.